Dear listener, as I explained in Book 1, for a non-violent offender, after 3 or 4 weeks you're transferred from a Category A prison, murder, violence, drugs, to a DCAT, those preparing for release. However, my transfer was held up by a member of the House of Lords who made an official complaint to the Red Cross that I had stolen some of the money from an auction I was conducting. I was temporarily sent to a BCAT, HMP Wayland in Norfolk, where again I thought I would just spend a couple of weeks waiting to be sent on to a more relaxed prison. But it turned out to be a few months while there was a full inquiry before I was completely exonerated of the invented charge. A Category B establishment is not as unpleasant as an ACAT, because you're at least allowed to go for walks around the prison and be out of your cell for an hour or two each day. On top of that, you have a television in your cell. In this particular prison, they had a small group of trusted inmates who were housed on the lower ground floor where the cell doors were not locked. Within a few days, I was allowed to join them. This group were bright enough to realize that if they towed the line, life wouldn't be too bad. I was able to continue writing my daily diary, which after leaving prison inspired a novel, A Prisoner of Birth, my attempt to rewrite The Count of Monte Cristo, and Cat of Nine Tales, 12 short stories based on, dare I say it, some fascinating individuals who I met in prison. One of the joys, if that is the right word, of my time at Wayland was that I was allowed to join a small group of prisoners who helped disabled children in the prison gymnasium. And indeed, that opened my eyes almost as much as having to live with murderers and drug dealers.